Continues the Gemara, Daf Memhei Omid Beis, two lines from the bottom. Omele Abai L'Rav Yosef. The Gemara just finished saying that a menorah that is large enough that you need either two hands to hold it, or even if it merely needs one hand to hold it, being that it needs the full hand to hold it, and it's a pretty heavy menorah, so even if Shimon agrees that it's muktzah. And the reason is, Zog the Gemara, V'tayim Amai, you set aside, you plan, your intent is not to move it. Something that needs either two hands or even one full hand to move, so then to lift, so then your intent is to leave it there. You're kvela mokim. Kvela mokim, so it's muktzah even according to Reb Shimon. Now there's a machlokes showing him what the reason of kvela mokim is. Is it similar to muktzah machmas sarin kis? Your intent is not to move something because when you pick up something that is valuable, it might get ruined. So your intent is not to lift it. Likewise, someday kaveh mokim, this way I'm planning to keep it. So mele, you're not metaltel it and it becomes mukta. Or the pshat is, because being that it's your kaveh mokim, so then you're mevatel the shame, kli tiltel. It's a kli tiltel. Something that's a kli that's usually moved is called a kli tiltel. I'm mevatel the shame kli tiltel. And that's the point in the kuda that makes it mukta, even according to Reb Shimon. On that fact, the Gemara, two lines from the bottom, in Mehemet Beis, Omele Abai L'Rav Yosef, V'rei Kilas Chasanim. You have this bed, like a canopy, which has a canopy on the top, which is called the Kilas Chasanim, Dodim Kaveh L'Mokim. It's something that Kaveh L'Mokim, you don't move it around. V'Omele Shmuel, and yet Shmuel said, Mishum Abchiyah, Kilas Chasanim, this Kilas Chasanim, this canopy bed, is Mutter, Memvov Amar Aleph, Mutter L'Netoysa, U'Mutter L'Farko B'Shabbos. You're allowed to build it, and you're allowed to take it apart on Shabbos. Now, the reason why there's no problem of stira and binyan on this etzem kilas chasanim is because Rashi says it doesn't have a gag tefach. It doesn't have, on the top, it's pointy like a V. So since it's pointy on the top, there's no pesach tefach. There isn't the width of a tefach. So the gag doesn't have a tefach. It's not considered that you made an oil or you took apart an oil. So there's no binyan v'stira of an oil because it doesn't have a sheer tefach on the top. So mitzad, stira, and binyan, there's no problem. But so that's allowed to do it. But what about mitzad muktzah? We just finished saying that even Reb Shimon agrees that something that's kaveh l'mokim, it's muktzah. And even Reb Shimon agrees to that, like a menorah that's not lifted either even with one hand or for sure with two hands. So here it's also, it's kaveh l'mokim. So l'choy, what happened to the problem of muktzah? So Tosfos Radio points out, V'kilas chasanim dodim kaveh l'mokim pirush Rashba, the odim kaveh l'mokim k'mor l'menorah. There's a kriyas mokim like menorah. V'afilu achi shori Shmuel. And yet Shmuel allowed you to be l'ntoisu l'farko b'Shabbos. So we see kaveh l'mokim doesn't make it muktzah. Ela vaday must be l'choshev kriyas shalo v'shal menorah kriyas ela hechad kova mokim l'gamri. The kriyas of a menorah and the kriyas of a kilas chasanim is not called the kriyas mokim. That's not going to make it muktzah. Unless it's kova mokim legamri, kovam ferka kol hakelim. So there is a mechalik that you need a kova legamri in order to be considered a muktzah that Reb Shimon would agree. But this type of muktzah without kova legamri, then it's mutal and tois and mutal afakar, no problem of muktzah. And likewise, menorah should not be a problem of muktzah. So what's pshatak in menorah that we said that it's us even according to Reb Shimon? But we see al kaparim in toises that something is taka, something that is kova mokim legamri, a svarim shank, that taka would be considered muktzah to suddenly move it around. So, enter the Gemara, the pshatin in the menorah is elam abaya bishel chulyas. We're talking about a very specific menorah, a menorah that's made out of pieces. It comes apart. It's like a Lego. It comes apart, and you can put it together again. So, since it has chulyas, so that's why there's a problem. Zok Rashi, because it might drop this menorah, and then the chulyas will come apart, the pieces, and then you might come to rebuild it. So then you're an oisa kli. So then you considered you're making a kli, and that's taka osa. Now the Rishonim say that what about according to the shita that says ain't stir of a binyan mekelim? So if there's no stir of a binyan mekelim, so what should be the problem if you are putting it back together? So the Taz in Reisha and Tes wants to say that there's a difference. Meaning, when do we say ain't stir of a binyan mekelim? That is for legabi the din of misakin a kli. That's not called a tikkun kli. Ain't stir rabbinim bekelim. Masha enken to create a kli from start, from onset to make a kli michodosh. So that even if you hold ain't stir rabbinim bekelim, that would taka be considered a boyne kli michodosh, and that would be over here. If it falls apart because it's prokim, then even if you hold ain't stir rabbinim bekelim, that's legabi the din tikkun kli. But binyan kli, that would be also lekuli alma. Now the Ritva Taka says that because ain stir rabbinya bekalim, it's taka not chayav as boina, but yichayav because of makabe patish. And because ain stir rabbinya kalim, the chash is that the chuyas might fall apart, and then yichayav as makabe patish. So frek the Gemara. So now we understand Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says you're not allowed to move this menorah bein benitela biyode achas bein b'shtei yadayim because it's from chulius and you might drop it and either it will be boino or considered makabe patish. But over there, Reb Shimon ben Lakish says, Resh Lakish says that biyode achas it's muta b'shtei yadayim it's osa. If it's talking about chulius, so then why? What happened to the chash of boino? L'chayra, after all, if it's even if it's yode achas, why is it muta to be metaltel? Zog the Mori Yochi, my time and Reb Shimon ben Lakish, the Shori. So why does Reb Shimon allow a menorah ketana that's nitl b'yodei achas? L'chayro, what about the chashash of Shem Yipol? And to the Gemara, we're referring to b'yodei achas, he's talking about my chulius is ke'en chulius. We're not talking about real chulius. We're not talking about really pieces, but it looks like pieces. Ke'en chulius meaning the isbe chitki, it has grooves. Grooves look like it has pieces, like it's made out of pieces, but really it's not. It's just a groove. So that's what the difference is. Hilkach, and the Machlokes is as follows. Chulyas, if it's really made out of pieces, then bank doyle bank tana asuva letaltalo, because then it's also, either way, side gold and side cotton, it's chulyas, it might fall, and you have to rebuild it. Gdoyle nami, even a large one. This bechit gave it merely grooves, so we make a gzeira. Gzeira to gdoyle de chulyas. A gdoyle, which usually has chulyas, because it's large, it's usually made out of pieces. So even if it's merely chitki, it's merely grooves, we also say lekuliyam it's also a gzeira otu chulyus. Keep ligi the machlokes of Shimon ben Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan is bektana de is bechitki, a small one that merely has grooves. Since the derech of a ketana is not to make chulyus, so ma'asov a gazrinon you make a gzeira even though it's not the derech. And you go, is a ketana de is bechitki or the ketana de is bechulyus? Just like you say by a gdoyle de is bechitki, you make a gzeira out of gdoyle de is echulyus. Umayasov a legazrinon. Bashenkin, Reb Shimon Lakish says, you're not goyza. A ketana that only has chitke, you don't make a gzeira out of chulyus because since it's not rogel to have chulyus by ketana, so may it be allowed you to move a metaltel, a menorah that's nitl b'yodi achas. Bashenkin Reb Yochanan, he makes a gzeira even by ketana de is bechitki. It's also letaltel. Now, the halacha in Reish Ayin Tes Zayin, we talk a paskin that a menorah shall prokim. If you have a menorah, sometimes you have a candelabra that is taka shall prokim. It's screwed. Maybe screwed is different because it's not going to break even if you drop it. It's not going to fall apart. But be'etzem shall prokim, we're not mechalik ben gdoyle ben ktana, you're not metaltel, because it might be a boin if you have to put it back together and you're making a kli. And even not shall prokim, meaning merely charitzim, so then that you have sometimes also, you have these menorahs that look like different grooves, even though they're not real pieces, but it looks like pieces in the stem itself. So then it's also letaltel because we pass like a b'yechanon. That means you might come to allow even shall prokim. So a menorah is something that cannot be moved. Zog the Gemara weiter. So we had in the Gemara before that said that there was a sheet of Rabbi Yochanan passing like Rabbi Yehuda. Frag the Gemara, umi omer Rabbi Yochanan hachi, did Rabbi Yochanan passing like Rabbi Yehuda? That was Rabbi Yitzchak by Rabbi Yosef said that Rabbi Yochanan passing like Rabbi Yehuda. Frag the Gemara, umi omer Rabbi Yochanan hachi, v'omer Rabbi Yochanan. Halochik is Stam Mishnah. The halochik is like a Stam Mishnah. And the Stam Mishnah over here we're going to see is like Rabbi Shimon. So Ibezoi, clearly Rabbi Yochanan is not paskening like Rabbi Yehuda, because he's paskening like a Stam Mishnah, which over here is Rabbi Shimon. What's a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Shimon? V'tinan, Muchni Shaloh. We had the Gemara before, like Rabbi Muchni, if you have the wheel, that is not part of the wagon. It might be screwed onto it, but it's not part of the wagon itself. It comes apart. Bizman Shinishmetes, if it's able to come apart, Ein chibulo, it's not part of the wagon. If a tomei touches the wagon, the wheel is not automatically tomei. You touch the wheel, the wagon is not automatically tomei. Ve'enim dedes imo, it's not measured the shear of eino niteles molivereikon. If it's so large that it can't be lifted, even when it's empty, for sure when it's full, so then it's not called a kli, that's mekabel tuma. It's not a shame kli. What's that shear? Belach, if it's able to hold 40 saw, arboim saw. How do you measure that? You put it into the mikveh and you see how much overflows. But you don't keep the wheels attached because the wheels are not part and parcel of the wagon. It's not nimdat imo for the shear of measuring what's called arboim saw belach. And likewise, usually this wagon, if it's so large, it's choitzetz b'fnei ha'tumah. If you have tumah below it and a kli on top of it, it's choitzetz. It's not going to protrude and make the kli tome. Mashenkin, the wheel is not choitzetz. It's not part of it. It's not matzel b'oil ha'meis if the kli is on top of the wheel. The ain goyin oisa b'shabbes. You can move this wheel on Shabbos when bizman yeshalem mois. When you have money on top of it, so it's bosses l'dava osur. So then you can move the wheel. But with medayik ho ain olam mois shaya. If there's no money on it, then you're allowed to move the wheel. Even though v'afgav da havele ben hashmoshes, even if it was on the ben hashmoshes, we don't say migud is katzol ben hashmoshes is katzol kulu yoma, which is clearly this mishnah is like a pshimin. Stam mishnah is like a pshimin. It says clearly that even if it was on the ben hashmoshes, once the money is off, we don't say migud is katzol. You're allowed to move the wheel. And so how does the b'yechinah pass on aluch stam mishnah? And the b'yechinah at the same time says that he passes like a Yehuda. How could you say in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that he passes like a Yehuda when it comes to Mukta? Here he passes like Stam Mishnah. And for the Gemara, Omer Rab Zeira, Tehei Mishnah Seinu, Shaloi Hoyu Alea Mois, Kol Ben Hashmashes, Shaloi Lishbo Dvorav Shab Yochanan. When we say that when there was money on it, Ben Hashmashes, it's mutter to move it now when the money is off, that's not because of Rabbi Shimon. What we mean to say is that the money was not on it the whole Ben HaShemoshes. It was on it Ben HaShemoshes, but not the whole duration of Ben HaShemoshes. Since Ben HaShemoshes is a certain amount of time, 25 minutes, it was only on there 12 minutes, half the time, so maybe it was on it the time that Sofik Yoim, not the time of Sofik Laila. The only way you say Migdis Katzoy Ben HaShemoshes is Katzoy Kulu Yoima when it's on there the whole Ben HaShemoshes. Otherwise, maybe it wasn't on the part that's considered Sofik Laila. Maybe it was on the Sofik Yom part. So that would not make it Migris Katzor Ben Hashmoshes is Katzor Kulu Yoima. So La'olam, this Stam Mishnah is according to Rabbi Yehuda. And when we say that the Mukhni is allowed to be moved, even though it had Mois on the Ben Hashmoshes, but now it's off, it doesn't mean it was on the whole Ben Hashmoshes. Because then it would talk to be also according to Rabbi Yehuda. It was on the Ben Hashmoshes, but only part of Ben Hashmoshes. And since it wasn't the whole Ben Hashmoshes, so like this, we could coincide Rabbi Yochanan, the whole Tak of Yehuda, with the Stam Mishnah that it would coincide with Rabbi Yehuda too. And the reason why it's on Migris Katzoy, because it wasn't on the whole Ben HaShemoshes. Ein Chnami, if it would be on the whole Ben HaShemoshes, then according to Rabbi Yehuda, it would be considered Migris Katzoy, the Ben HaShemoshes, is Katzoy Likulu Yoyma. According to Rabbi Shimon, then there's no difference. Even if it's on the whole Ben HaShemoshes, he doesn't hold the Migris Katzoy. But we want to say this Mishnah is even according to Rabbi Yehuda. So Zog the Gemara again, Omer Abzera Temish Lasein Shlohoyu Aleh Mois Kol Ben HaShemoshes. It wasn't the whole Ben HaShemoshes. Why do we want to zetzen in such an oifen? Shloh Lishbar Dvarav Shab Yochanan, not to break the words of Rabbi Yochanan that he said that Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Zog the Gemara, Omer Abshua Ben Levi Pam Achas Olach Rebbe Li Diyus Vero. Zog Drashi Diyus Vero Shem is a mockum. The Abshua Ben Levi says that Rebbe once went to Diyus Vero. Behoire Ben Menoire, Kireb Shimon Bener. And he paskin b'menoira like a Shimon Bener. So it's very cryptic. What does it mean? He paskin b'menoira like a Shimon Bener. So the Gemara is the suffix. What does that mean? Ibayelu. Hoira b'menoira kireb Shimon Bener lehetera. Did he paskin by menoira like a Shimon paskins by ner lehetera, ner yoshin, even though it was lit? It's extinguished now. We don't say Muktzah Machmas Mius. So he paskin by menoira also similarly that it's mutter to be moved. He was horeb b'menorah k'rib Shimon b'ner la'atera. Meaning, he paskin by menorah like Rib Shimon, just like Rib Shimon paskins by ner la'atera, because we don't see Mukhtz Machat Mius, so to by menorah he paskin la'atera. I don't know. Horeb b'menorah li'sura. Put the comma after it, menorah. Menorah li'sura. Menorah he paskin li'sura. U'k'rib Shimon b'ner la'atera. And when it comes to ner, only over there he paskin like Rib Shimon la'atera. That is, a ner attacker is no problem of Mukhtz Machat Mius. So the suffix is, how did he pass him by menorah? Did he pass him by menorah le'atera, or did he pass him by menorah le'isura? Avdem zog d'gemara teiku. We're not sure if menorah is like Reb Shimon b'ner, or it's two different memras. By menorah is le'isura, and only by ner he passed him k'atera like Reb Shimon. The pasha is the shakla v'tayah is legabi menorah k'tana, that has chritzim. Because a menorah g'doyla, we said le'kuliyam, it's osa, because you make a gzera, by a menorah k'tana, we had the machloikas, do we make a gzera or not? So the question of the Gemara is, how did he pass him by a menorah k'tana that has merely chitki, only chritzim, it has grooves, but it doesn't have chulyas? And that the Gemara says, teiku. Zog the Gemara, Rav Malachia ikle be Rav Simloi. Rav Malachia came to the abode of Rav Simloi. V'tiltel shaga, and he carried a nair, meaning the candelabra, after it was extinguished. But yet, v'ikpid, Rav Simloi. Rav Simloi was makpid, because according to Rav Yehuda, it's migri iskatzoi ben ashmoshes, iskatzoi l'kul yomir. He apparently held like Rav Shimon. Zog the Gemara, Rav Yosi glilo ikle l'asrit, Rav Yosi b'Rav Chanina. Rav Yosi glilo came to the abode of the place, the home, the hometown of Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina, Tiltel Shaga, again he carried this candelabra after it was extinguished, the Ikpid Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina. He was makpid that L'chayra contributes also. Rabbavo, ki akal la'asid Rabbi Shimon Levi. Rabbavo, when he went to the town of Rabbi Shimon Levi, have a metal to Shaga. But when he went, ki ikal la'asid Rabbi Yechlon, have a metal to Shaga. So, fact the moment, Manoshech, Ik Rabbi Yudas feel, if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that you hold of Migris Katsoy ben Ashmoshes, so then, Le'avet Kri Rabbi Yehuda, you should do a Gansa like Rabbi Yehuda. How did he carry in Ba'asid Rabbi Shuman Levi and Meshaga, even after it's extinguished? It's a Chari, Migris Katsoy ben Ashmoshes, is Katsoy Likul Yoimah. Ik Rabbi Shimon's feel, if you hold like Rabbi Shimon, then we don't say Migris Katsoy, so then why Ba'asid Rabbi Yechanan did he not carry it? So Le'avet Kri Rabbi Shimon, and to the Gemara, Olim Kreb Shimon Tzvila, really held like Rabbi Shimon, and you know, to Migris Katsoy, and it's mutter. So why, Ba'asa Rabbi Yochanan, did he not carry it? So the Gemara, Mishim Kvoy, did Rabbi Yochanan, loy of it. He didn't want to carry a cover of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, like we said before, held like Rabbi Yehuda. So he didn't want to do a Ba'asa Rabbi Yochanan and carry a shag even after it's extinguished because of Kvoy, did Rabbi Yochanan. And Rashi points out, the Gemara obviously only was able to say that Lo'olam Kreb Shimon Tzvila, and it's mutter. And as Kvoy Rabbi Yochanan was machmir. We're not going to say Lo'olam he holds like Rabbi Yehuda and it's Osir, and because of Kvoy Rabbi Shimon Levi, he carried it. You're not going to do an Isser because of Kovet of someone else. You are going to be machmir because Kvoy Rabbi. But obviously you're not going to do an Isser Mishum Kvoy Rabbi. Now the Prima Godim in Rashi Yosef says that Mishum Kvoy Rabbi Yochanan, he didn't carry it even Betzina. And that's the question, meaning, if you hold something is mutter, because otherwise, stam is a din of mokum shenagu. Obviously, you have to follow the minhag mokum where you are. The pshat is, what about betzina? Are you allowed to do this thing that you hold is mutter, betzina? So that was the chiddush that he did. The like, Ovid, he did not do it something because of kvayda Rabbi Yochanan, even betzina. That's how far he took this extent of kvayda Rabbi Yochanan. Because it wasn't befonov. So still, he held that as kvoidoi, even betzene he didn't carry it. Zog the Gemara Omar Yehuda, Shar God the Mishcha. If you have a candle that has oil in there, meaning even after it's extinguished, a lantern with oil, so shor little too late, allowed to move it. And you don't say migris katzoi, because after all, it's like a pshimen pashtus. You can use the mishcha, you can use the oil. The nafta, Mashenkin, if you have a candle that has neft in there, which is kerosene, then also little tule. Then even according to Rav Shimon, you can't move it. Zog the Gemara, Rav Yosef dami tavayu, no. The neft and nami shor little tule. Even neft you're allowed to move. Even though it's kerosene, even though it's masriach, even though it's putrid. Still you're allowed to move. Shaga the nafta after it's extinguished. Now, so Rashi over here says that the reason why you're allowed to move mashcha is because achashekove krep shimon, the loy mois, it's not mois, shaga de mashcha. Mashenke nafto, since it's masriach, even if shimon is moida, that is not chozi, elalam lachtoi, and obviously you can't use a malach of avora, so mele you can't use it because of the fact that it's kerosene, it's masriach, even if shimon is moida, that is muktzah. And then what does Rabbi Rav Yosef say? That even nafto is mutala tiltule. So Tosfos explains that Rav Yehuda that says that Shagad Nafta is also according to Rav Shimon, even though usually Rav Shimon holds that Ner Yoshin is Mutter, we're not worried about Mois. That's because it's worse than Mois. Mois Taki is not worried about Muktzah Machmas Mius. But Nafta, it's so putrid, it's such a bad smell, Masriach, that even Rav Shimon agrees that it's Muktzah. That's Mamash, the type of Muktzah that he agrees to. Muktzah Machmas Mius, not by Ner Yoshin. But Nafta, yes. And that's Rav Yehuda saying that even according to Rav Shimon. Comes along Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef that say that Nafta is Mutter, Zok Tosfos, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. How could it be even according to Rabbi Yehuda? So he says, because it's not Pshat, it's Muktzah Machmas Mius. It's Rechai Ra, it's a different Nekuda. Muktzah Machmas Mius, Rabbi Yehuda Taka says Muktzah. Mashenken Rechai Ra, that Be'etzim is just a putrid smell. But I can use it for something else. I can use it to cover a bottle with. I can use it for something to whatever I want to use it as a doorstop or whatever I want to use. I want to use it for something else. Masha'enkein, by a ner yoshin, Rabbi Yehuda Taka holds that you're in ganze mikatsa, because that's mos. Mos, you're not going to use to cover your utensil as a cap, as a cover. Masha'enkein, masriach, you would. Just because Recha Ra doesn't mean you can't use it as a kisui. That's what Tosafot learns, that Rabbi Rav Yosef and Matin Nafta, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Now the Mashal takes out this Gemara, where it says, Rav Rav Yosef Amit Havaya, the Nefta Nami Sholeh Tetulei, so he takes out the Hori V'Chazel L'Chaz Be'mona, because that the Gemara is going to discuss soon, what's the reason why it's not Mukta. Zog the Gemara, a fascinating Maisa. Rav Avya Ikle Levei Rava. Rav Avya came to the abode of Rava. Have me isen be kara betina. His shoes were soiled and stained with mud, tina, cement, dirt. Asiva apuria kamed rova. He came and he sat down on the couch in Rava's abode in his home in front of Rava. Seems very, very strange to do such a thing. We'll see soon how to Achronim explain this Gemara. Not to Chas v'Shalom think any way Rav Avya did something which is not proper. He sat in front of Rava on his couch with his soiled shoes. Ikpid Rava. Rava was angry. He was makpid. So boil it tzure. He wanted to be mitzarim and now be mevayishim because he did something and he took his shoes and he put it on his couch. He became with soiled shoes and he sat down on his couch. Again, if you look at the Gemara with the poshta eyes, so Rava would want to be mitzarim someone. It's a hafla of a fella. Again, we're going to see soon how the Mefarshim explain this, where it's a ganze cheshbon and shakar v'tayav here. It wasn't stam, he wanted to be mitzayim. Aval kaparim, meanwhile, the Gemara says, Rav Avya came in with soiled shoes, sat on his couch, and Rava saw this was makpid, and wanted to be mitzayim. Omalei, so Rava turned to Rav Avya and he said, my time, Rav Yosef, dami tavayu, shagad nafta nami shori, lutatule. Why do Rav and Rav Yosef say that even naft, even kerosene, you're allowed to be metalto? Omalei, so Rav Avya answered, since you can use it to cover a mona, a kli, you can use it as a cover, as a cap, as a bottle cap. So that's where you're allowed to move it. So Rav told him, Elamayata, if that's the case, so called tzroyga shebechotze metaltalin. So ebazoi, every tzor, every pebble that you have in your chotzer, you should be able to metaltal too. Why? It has a purpose. You can always use a pebble to cover a bottle as a cap. So you could always use that, be used as a cover. So why should it be any different? Shagan and nafta. So Elamai hold that shagan and nafta is mutter because chazel chsuye. So ebazoi, every pebble should be mutter too. Omalei, so Rav Avya said, no, there's a fundamental difference between a pebble and a shagad and nafta. Ho ika teres kli alei. When it comes to the shagad and nafta, it has a teres kli. It's a utensil. It's a shagad and nafta. Now, it might be putrid. It might be kerosene. But lemais, it's a teres kli. So now that you want to utilize this teres kli, it never lost the same teres kli. You want to use this teres kli as a kisui, that you can do. When it comes to pebbles, pebbles never had a shame teres kli. It was never a utensil, b'etzim. It was never a kli. So mainly you can utilize it now and cover a kisui for a mona. Zog the Gemara, Miloy Tanya. Didn't we learn similarly, if Avi said, Menvovam et beis, hashirayim, v'hanezomim, v'atabois. When you have all types of nose rings and earrings and rings, harein kol hakelim, hanitolim b'chotzer, that even though, we'll see later on in Bamei Sheyotza, that is a gzera, a woman can't wear this jewelry in a Rishus Rabim because she might remove it to show off to her friends, but you can carry it in a chotzer as long as you don't wear it. Not derech malbush. In a chotzer, you're allowed to carry it because there's no problem with Rishus Rabim. Now, why are you allowed to carry it in a chotzer? After all, if you're not allowed to wear Rishus Rabim, so maybe it's mukta. It has a shame kli. It's a teres kli. Be'etzim, it's a kli. So, and that's where you're allowed to carry it in the chotzer. So Rav Avi said, Hochanami, hoil v'ikateres kli alei. That's done in shagad and after. Shagad and after the kerosene lamp, even though it might be putrid, but it's a teres kli. It's still a kli. So you want to use it now to cover a mona? You're allowed to. Masha enkein pebbles, that about you can't. Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, brich achmona, deloik sifa rova le Rav Avi. Blessed is Hashem, brich achmona, boruch Hashem, deloik sifa Rova Rav Avya. Rova did not embarrass Rav Avya. He wanted to embarrass him. Boy Litzuge, the Gemara said. He asked him what's the time Rav Yosef. They allowed him to move a shagad and after. And he told him there's a big difference between that and pebbles. So what's the time of the shakad v'tai over here? Very strange. Rav Avi comes with soiled shoes, and he comes into his in his house, and he sits on his couch. Rava was makpin, and he wanted to be mitzarim. What's the shaka v'tayin in the Gemara? Zogda amudei or the bechil hella and simin ches in his sefer, and other chayim say it also. Chasam sefer and others. Chatzkal Bramsky said it that there's a sugya later on in Kufchav Dalad where Rava held that a cheres, a kli cheres, an earthenware utensil, not a utensil, a shard, an earthenware shard, which is like a pebble, which seemingly has no use. It has a use even if you find it in a Rishus Rabim. Why? Because you can wipe off mud from your shoes. So mele, it's not muktza. It has a usage. Rabban over there argue. So he wants to say very geschmack. Rav Avya, there was a machloikus over here. If pebbles or similarly a shard, a kli cheres, a shard of a cheres of earthenware, is that considered mukta or no? It could be used to clean off your shoes. So Rava held the shitosoi that avada you can clean off your shoes with it, and it's not called mukta. So Meli asked him. He says, "How come you're allowed to move the shagat and nafta?" So Rav Avi said, "Because you can use it for to cover a mana." So he said, "Oy bezoi, pebbles should be mukta too. So why don't you wipe your shoes with cheres, with shards, or with pebbles? Just like you're allowed to use nafta, a clean nafta to cover." So shagat and nafta, a kerosene lamp to cover a utensil. So you should have taken pebbles before you walked into my house and clean your shoes with a cheres, with a shard. On that, Rav Avya held like Rabbonon. Rabbonon over there arguing and say, no, cheres and shuzrami cannot be used. A shard can't be used even to wipe off your shoes. So mainly he came into the house with the shoes as is because he was stuck. There was a machlekes, he said it's like a machlekes in halacha. What do you do when you have mud on your shoes? Are you allowed to utilize pebbles or cheres, shards, in order to clean and wipe it off? Rava held you could, and he wanted to prove it to him, just like you're allowed to move shagat and nafta, because you use it for to cover a kli, so to tzrerish abachotza, and so to cheres. So why do you not wipe your shoes? That's what he wanted to show him the halacha. And Rav Avya held like Rabbonon. He wanted to show him the halacha that no, I'm coming into your house with my shoes, I'm stuck. He had to come in whatever reason, but I'm stuck because I can't take it off. And that's the assertion of machlekes. It wasn't stama machlekes. He came to being indifferent and he just came into his house with dirty shoes and he wanted to be mitzarim. No, it was a sugya in Kufchav Dalet, in is a klicheres ketana, is a mutal letalto, is a osal letalto. That's Yisodik Machlekes, Rav Avya. And Rava is the same Yisodik Machlekes like Rabbonin and Rava have over there. I saw brought down Rav Schulzinger said that Rav Chatzkal Abramsky, when he said this, so he said, he might have said that this vart is more than Maganse Pirish on the Tesefta. That he wrote on the Sefta, the multi-volume Svarim. Why? Because over here I'm coming to be so to speak to protect the Amoraim. People shouldn't look at the Amoraim as Rav and Rav Avya as the way we look at it. Stamazoi. If you read the Gemara in a simple way, Fakert, this is protecting the COVID. So this is worth more than my Chazon Yecheskel. That's what I heard Schulzinger brought down. All right, we'll stop over here at the top of Membovam Lebeis.